Kate Rittenhouse Olsen has been researching cancer since 1984. In 2012, she founded the startup For Robin, and since then, she and her team have taken on the task of fighting cancer. 5 years later, Rittenhouse Olsen retired from her job as a professor at the University of Buffalo to focus solely on the company, which is standing on the precipice of its next big step. For Robin has developed what's known as a monoclonal antibody, a treatment that specifically targets human cancer cells. As Rittenhouse Olsen explains, a lot of changes take place when cells turn cancerous, and it can be difficult to identify the difference between the bad cells and the good ones.
And some of the changes are that they replicate faster, and so that's why a lot of chemotherapeutic drugs are targeted at replication. Another change, though, is that they've become more like embryonic tissue. So some of the markers on their surfaces aren't the same as mature human cells.
Among those markers is the Thomson-Friedenreich antigen, found on about 80% of all cancer cells, but not on normal cells. For Robin's antibody targets its carbohydrate structures as its antigen and flags them as being bad. To test the treatment on human cells without using actual humans, the For Robin team implanted cancer cells in mice with weakened or no immune systems.
And you can put the human tumor in them and it grows and gets blood vessels just like it had in a human patient. So then when you go about treating it, it's much more like treating it in the patient.
They tested with human triple-negative breast cancer, an aggressive form often found in young women, and also with small cell lung cancer. In both cases, there were promising results. The antibody was able to decrease tumor size without affecting normal tissue. Rittenhouse Olsen says triple-negative breast cancer in particular is important to tackle because it can't be treated with usual hormones.
So it doesn't have a target drawn on it that we can use to target it and not hurt the normal tissue of the patient.
It's also important to Rittenhouse Olsen because it's the same cancer her sister died of at the young age of 31.
When you lose somebody you love, you realize how many people it affects. And she was an inspiration to me in so many ways. She was a counselor for troubled youth, and at her funeral, I think there were 200 kids that were there that came to thank me for what she had, the impact that she had made on them.
That left Rittenhouse Olsen thinking, if her sister had done that much in just 31 years, what could she have done with another 31? And it's that thought that inspired her to start For Robin and keeps them motivated in their work.
We want to give each person the time to fulfill their promise, I think. So if we could help the young women with this triple negative form fight their cancer, you know, add one more thing to help them fight their cancer, it would be great.
Carbohydrate-focused antibodies are somewhat of a niche in the cancer research community, but For Robin isn't the only team in the field working on them. Some similar projects are already in clinical trials. Others are still in development, and For Robin is ready to take their next major step.
So it's really kind of different from the research. Now we're going to go into production and really getting ready for the clinical trials. It seems like almost picking up a new book and doing something different.
The team also needs to look at the business side of drug making. They're in talks with two of the 15 largest pharmaceutical companies in the world. But because there's stiff competition, Rittenhouse Olsen is attending a networking conference in California with executives from others in the industry.
So we're trying to get more and more people to look at us to increase the chances of somebody willing to support us all the way to the clinic.
And while Rittenhouse Olsen is excited about the prospects for what's next, she recognizes that there's still plenty of work and learning to be done.
I want to do my best. I really want to see if we can help people.
Avery Schneider, WBFO News.